There's some folks who say, well, an argument against a random assignment impact evaluation is that you need fidelity to the model.
Right.
And maybe there's learning that goes on during the program.
Right.
And then they're restricted from actually changing the model.
Right.
Other folks would say, listen, if you're really going to test a model,
right,
you need to stick to that model.
Right.
Other folks look at that and feel like it's constraining innovation.
Right.
How do we make sense of these?
Well, I think that is a real question of balance and what kind of adjustment people want to make. One answer you start off with immediately is, how do you know to make that adjustment? And that's exactly what we're trying to find out in this kind of experiment.
An adjustment meaning some program improvement that you think will improve.
Right, some program change that you really think will improve. And obviously, almost all persons running these kind of programs believe that they are effective. Otherwise, they wouldn't be spending their time and their life doing that. So it's very important to be able to, you know, contain those beliefs from distorting where the program goes. On the other hand, there are limits to what you can do in that regard. You've got to try to balance them off and say, look, this is going to so fundamentally change it that we've lost all the resources we've already put into it because of this thing. Let's get to the end and then we can make adjustments and so forth. And in the subsequent study, having learned from this, we can learn more by doing other things and that sort. But in terms of implementation, here's where I have views that are at variance with a lot of people, and I have from the beginning. That is, I have not been very much in favor of trying to study in detail and to make sure that the designed in treatment is implemented with what we call fidelity. And here's my simple reasoning with that. You're doing this study because you think you want to develop a program, a policy, an intervention that's then going to go public into a wider population. That's what you want to get as an estimate for when I roll this thing out, what's the outcome going to look like? And with the implementation studies, my argument is, unless you have an identified way to make people take this treatment, you are going to not get a good estimate. The estimate you want is when the program rolls out, who's going to do what in terms of response to this program opportunity? Who's going to take it up? How are they going to benefit? And your best estimate of that is when you've tried to implement this program. So in some studies, huge amounts of resources have been put in to trying to measure the fidelity of implementation. And I've got lots of arguments with how they go about trying to do that in some ways, but mostly it's on this general thing that the simple old statement, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink, applies in this case. You can create the program, but you can't be sure that they're going to actually take it up and respond in that same way that you hope that the rest of them would.